This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A land acknowledgement. We'd like to acknowledge that we are gathering on this land in the region of Peel, which is part of the treaty lands in the territory of the Mississaugas of the New Credits. For thousands of years, Indigenous people inhabited and cared for this land. In particular, we'd like to recognize that this is the territory of the Anishinaabeg, the Huron, the Ojibwe, and that this land is home to the Métis and most recently the territory of the Mississaugas of the Credits First Nation, who are the direct descendants of the Mississaugas of the Credits. And we are grateful to have this opportunity to work on this land, and by doing so we give our respect to its first inhabitants. I'd also like to specifically thank the Multan Masjid for organizing this janazah service and for the incredible support, spiritual support that they have provided the Chowdhury family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we alternate days of good and evil, days of fortune and misfortune amongst the people, so that God may reveal true believers and that He may choose martyrs from amongst you. God is the one who creates and He is the one who chooses. He decides the days of fortune or misfortune that we will experience. And it is in His divine wisdom that He chose to take Ijaz Chowdhury as a martyr. And in doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to elevate Uncle Ijaz and to exalt his status and to raise his rank in paradise. And in doing so, God has also chosen to test the family with this sudden and tragic loss, so that they can turn to Him in patience, in divine perseverance, and in hope for reward from Him. And God has chosen to test His community, His city, His nation, and each and every one of us, to see whether or not we will recognize the injustice that has been committed against Him, and whether or not we will speak for a man who is now voiceless, to see whether we will assume the responsibility of using whatever that is at our disposal to ensure that this terrible injustice is never again repeated, or whether we will allow it to pass, like the deaths of so many others, black, brown, indigenous, those with disabilities, who lost their lives at the hands of those who are meant to serve and protect them. Ijaz Chowdhury is one of many. Chantel Moore, Rodney Levy, Regis Pershinsky Paquet, Ian Price, Abdurrahman Ibrahim Hassan, DeAndre Campbell, Jermaine Carby, Pierre Corleone, Abdurrahman Abdi, Suleiman Faqiri, and many more. And there will be those who will make every attempt to put the victims on trial, that the fault of these tragedies is their skin color, or their economic class, or their language, or their disability. They will attempt to make the fault lie on the victim and not in the system. But we cannot, and we will never, waver in our support. Mental health should not be a death sentence. Black and brown and indigenous, black and brown skin or indigenous heritage should never be a death sentence. It is not the victims who should be put on trial. If the system keeps making the same mistakes, if the system keeps resulting in black and brown and indigenous peoples and peoples with disabilities ending up dead at the hands of police, then at what point should the system be put on trial? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent as rahmatan lil alameen. He was sent as a mercy to all of humanity. And that's why we need to continue to strive for every victim. It does not matter if they are Muslim or not. It doesn't matter if they are Pakistani or Arab or black or brown or indigenous. This is a human problem. This is a national crisis. And we will never walk away from it. We will never walk away from our support of the Chowdhury family and our support of every family that has been crushed by a system that was not designed with compassion for them. to every political leader, to every person with authority in this country of ours, hear this message of ours. The time for action is now. You cannot show your face to our communities, in our streets, in our mosques, every 4 years when it's time to vote, and turn your ears away from us when we are screaming and pleading for help. Right now is the time to act. This is the time to earn our trust. This is the time to show leadership in a world that is spinning due to injustice. To the Chowdhury family, to Uncle Ijaz's wife and his children and his siblings and his nephews and his nieces, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God Almighty, does not burden a soul with more than it can bear. Know that with hardship comes ease. Know that Allah's wisdom overcomes our human knowledge. Know that His will is greater than our understanding. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those whom He loves. That the prophets and the messengers were tested, that they lost family, that they were born as orphans. Know that Allah is good, and that He is subtle, and that He often brings good in ways that we can never anticipate or imagine. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, is the Lord and the caretaker of those who are orphans. Know that God is more merciful with His creation than a compassionate mother is with her children. And know that Allah has blessed you with a community that is with you, a community whose hearts are tied to your hearts. We are with you, and I pray that His children are going to grow up and know that this community, or see that this community, has fulfilled its collective responsibility to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him as a shaheed and enter him into his paradise and forgive us for our shortcomings. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.